contemplating already what I'm going to do during the cruise. I don't know if I'm going to pre-record, as one listener suggested, or if I'm going to ask Daniel to fill in again. I mean, I'm always up for Daniel filling in. I'm just wondering. I do know that Big Fatty, sometimes when he goes on vacation, especially when he's done a cruise, he will pre-record some episodes and say, and kind of tell everyone what he's doing on that day of the cruise, because you know ahead of time where you're going. You know, I know what the excursions are going to be. So one option would be, at least for the days that we're cruising, to say, oh, you know, here's where we're going to be this day. Here's a little bit of information about this location, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. So that's one option. I could also ask you guys to call in or text or something. And then I could have contact episodes where I can pre-record them, but I can read new contact. So I'm not really sure. I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm going to ask Big Fatty to fill in again.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4273 of the BFO for Thursday the 20th of June. 2024, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I've got a couple of gas reports to pass along, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. Hello, Sandy Fita's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, you Sandy Fetus, because y'all, as I mentioned earlier in the week, y'all, today is the summer solstice, and y'all, it is the first day of summer in the northern hemisphere, and the winter solstice. The shortest amount of daylight in the southern hemisphere today. So, y'all, everybody down there, you know, R.T. Cressa and Scotty and Straight Bob and Carry an Umbrella. And y'all, everybody down there, and Arthur. Y'all, I know y'all will be looking forward to tomorrow when the days start getting longer. And y'all, I guarantee you, the old gal and I, we're looking forward to the days getting shorter. And if you're team Big Fatty, you're looking forward to the days getting shorter. Also, yes, Big Fatty, but until then... It's just gonna get shorter, but it's gonna take forever. Well, that's probably true.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Stop the music, I say. Stop the music, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, today is one of those special days that we break with tradition. We continue a special tradition. Big Fatty, I'm so confused. What are you talking about? Well, here, let's see if you can figure out whose celebration of exiting the birth canal it is today. All right, Big Fatty, I've got on my tinfoil hat. I'm ready to guess.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Big Fatty, it sounds familiar. Can you give us another clue?
Yes, met this person, I think at all the Pride 48s, lost wages to
to Nolens, y'all always an active participant in everything Pride 48 does. Y'all it may be the eldest of the elders, certainly in the top few, y'all, and y'all just as nice a person as you'll ever meet. Y'all loves the Baptist beer. You know what that is? That's the Dr. Pepper. At least I think that's what it is. But y'all, if you hadn't figured it out by now, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for that Gary in Portland. Big Betty, we love Gary Bearden in Portland. It's true, he's out there at the Rainbow Vista. Oh, yes, Big Betty's just getting ready to cross over the bridge. No, no. No, Big Fatty also has a huge pone collection, from what I understand he does. I think he's on every one of the social medias, and one of my favorite things that Gary does is when I post my Wordle and my connections and all, Gary always puts a heart on it. Y'all, even when I fuck it up and get it wrong, he loves it when I fuck it up and get it wrong. Big Fatty, but he also loves it that you post it. That's what he's loving. So y'all, if you see Gary Bearden on any of the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Kiss me, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you!
Well, y'all, that sound means it's time for the gas report. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. Y'all, that Phoenix Dave sent in his gas report, $2.63 a gallon down there in Red Stick. And y'all, Moose P was very excited to send in his gas report, $2.99 a gallon. Y'all, I think that's the first time it's been below $3 in, many months of Sundays. So, congratulations for falling gas.
It's just the continual anal humor. He simply has far too much interest in what he calls farting and shitting. But he is determined in his delight to offend, and he succeeded. I am offended.
Woman, I don't know. Y'all, I just found that sound clip. It was in my
iTunes,
and I didn't know what it was, and I played it, and that's what it was, and it seemed appropriate. Yes, Big Fatty, farting and sharting, you can't get any better than that. It's true. y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, it was another quiet afternoon and evening. Y'all, the Dip had turned on his roaming, or his Find My iPhone, or Share My Location, or whatever the hell it's called. And y'all, so I watched as the Nip and Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill drove to the Six Flags Over Georgia, bigger than before. And that was the commercial back when Big Fatty worked there, and I don't remember the rest of it. Big Fatty, y'all, I could watch where they went to the different rides and everything. Y'all, it looks like they ate at the Hickory Chip. barbecue restaurant in Lickskillet. And then it looks like they also went to the Mucho Nacho stand. I don't know what they got there. Big Fatty, maybe nachos, could be. They went around to where Big Fatty used to work, and I don't know if they saw the or if it's even still there. I don't know, but anyway, it was fun to to watch them, and then I saw them get on the 20, as they say, and head back in town for the evening. And y'all then later in the afternoon, y'all, I just caught up on some things on the TV machine. Y'all, I'm all caught up with the After Midnight. Yeah, it's such a good show. And let's see, and watch the news and the Jeopardy. And y'all, then I watched the sports ball. The Hatlanta Braves won. It made me very happy. And y'all, I crawled into the bed about, I don't know, probably a little after 9 p.m. in the evening. And while I was watching the news, y'all, I cut up the strawberries that's going to be the dessert on Friday night, and let them kind of get good, you know, just let them kind of soak in their own juice. Big Freddy, that's vulgar. Well, no, it's really not. Well, when you say it, it's vulgar. And then I, what did I do then? Then I, I went to bed. Y'all woke up a little bit after 6 a.m. in the morning, got up about 6:30, read the paper, had my coffee, had an English muffin for my breakfast, and did my puzzles, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, I only did Fat Acres today, because, y'all, I had a busy, busy, busy morning. And y'all, I just checked, and the Six Flags Scoundrels are almost back to Fat Acres. They were up near where young Nicholas lives. But y'all, for the morning, you know, I did my nipple walk, though, just the hour. And then I came back and got a shower. And y'all, I washed some clothes and while I was in the shower. And then I was all fine. Was off to get Ruby Red washed, and from there I went to the Bonds East. Yes, Big Betty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it. We hear it, y'all. As I do on Hump Day, I headed over to the Bonds East. Didn't need a whole lot, but I did need some things for right. Fatties, y'all, picked me up an onion. I got a couple that had the Brussels sprout, the bags of the Brussels sprouts on sale, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, I got three cans of the Pillsbury Doughboy biscuits. Y'all, they were buy one, get one free, but y'all, I also had a coupon that if you bought three cans of biscuits, you got an extra dollar off, so I got three. Y'all, they had the bakery had a butter pound cake, buy one get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all have picked up a couple of bags. I got a bacon Caesar solid kit, and I got the smokehouse chopped solid again. Y'all, they had those little disc of salami that I like. They were on sale, so I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, you gotta have lettuce shreds if you're gonna have tacos, so I got that. Y'all, they had taco salsa, fresh salsa, buy one get one free, got a couple of those. They had the French's mustard, buy one get one free, got one of those. And y'all, they had there's a new barbecue sauce called Four Sixes. I picked that up because I had a coupon for that. Y'all, I spent $46.23, but I saved $29.68. Yes, Big Freddy! And y'all from the Von Zeese, I went to the Costco. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. They have the good, already shucked and silked sweet cone there. And so I picked up a couple of packages of that. Got me a rotisserie chicken. And y'all, the main reason that I went is, you know, they've stopped making the Highland Dark Roast, the 8 o'clock brand. They've stopped making it. So y'all, my new coffee of choice is the whole bean Pete's Major Dickinson blend. It's a dark roast. And y'all, the bags for the next month or so are $5 off per bag. And y'all, they're usually $16.99. You get them for $11.99. So y'all, is a limit of five. So I got five. And from there, y'all, I rushed back here to the villa. Because y'all, I had to put the provisions away, because some of them need to go in the icebox. And y'all, as soon as I did that, I was off to get my eyes checked, y'all. You know, I have the it's called the iMed, insurance kind of stuff. And so, y'all, I get my eyes checked each year. And, y'all, my prescription just changed, just a smidge. The lady that checked my eyes, she says it's just very minor. And so I'm not getting new glasses or anything, but y'all, they check for the glaucoma and they check for the cataracts and the cancer and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, that's just peace of mind. Because y'all, all of that was good. And so from there, I came back home and I finished putting away the provisions. And y'all, the Atlanta Braves were playing an afternoon game. So y'all, I turned that on. Y'all, they won. They were playing the Detroit Tigers, I think. Oh, rawr, you know, the Tigers. And, y'all, they beat the ass. Y'all, they swept the series. The brooms came out. They swept the series. And, so I finished putting all my provisions away. Y'all, after the game, I laid down for just a couple of minutes. Didn't go to sleep or anything. But, you know, just wanted to put my feet up. And, y'all, now here I am recording a little show. And, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, okay, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I got a testimonium from, I guess it was probably Holly. It may have been Casey. But y'all, they had the Ramblin' Rep from Georgia Tech song that they sent to me. And they say they listen every day. And we listen to Enormous every time we hear a little show. Yes, Big Fatty. So that's that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that old Crooked Hat. You know, he and Mittens are going on a cruise of a lifetime here soon. And Crooked Hat, what do you plan on doing?
I'm going to ask Big Fatty to fill in.
Oh, Big Fatty, I hear your fans are just up in arms about that.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.